I mentioned the brands. Within the confines of your own conference, you have a 111,000-seat stadium in Ann Arbor, 110,000 in State College, 105,000 in Columbus, 90,000 in Lincoln, 90,000 in Madison, and on we go. You've got some of the best iconic venues in the country in your own conference. You have TV markets all over the place. New York, Baltimore, Washington, Philly, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Madison, all right, Lincoln, Omaha, all right, Des Moines. You've got all those markets just in your conference. In 2016, four of your teams would have made the Big Ten, would have made the college football playoff in the 12-team deal. Penn State would have had the bye as the conference champion. Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin, based on rankings, all would have been in that top 12 and would have made it as at-large teams. Have confidence in your product. Have confidence that Ohio State has done a lot of great things on the field. Have confidence that Penn State's had 3 11-win seasons since 2016. Have confidence that somebody else like Wisconsin can step up and get in there. Have confidence in who your teams are and say, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do about Oklahoma and Texas? I don't know. Go in there and beat them. It's fine. They're going to beat up on each other anyway. Have confidence in what you have, that you've got all of this in your favor to go in and get a TV contract that's going to be outstanding, no worse than number two to the SEC contract, if not continuing to be better than the SEC contract. Having an alliance with the Pac-12 and the ACC doesn't do anything for you in that regard. I saw this, I thought, stop making decisions or thought process through panic. Who cares that Oklahoma and Texas went to the SEC? What does that matter? Maybe they get another team into the college football playoff, a team, an extra one. They're already going to get probably three to begin with, so what, they get four? But does that mean you can't have the other, you can't have two of the other three spots, if not all three? Of course you will. You're the Big Ten, for goodness sakes. Act like it. The Pac-12 and the ACC, they need something. Big 12's left out. Okay, and this is what has to be, this is the big problem that the Big 12 has. And I say this with all due respect. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the institutions, but let's just do this on face value. What do they bring to the table? Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State. What do they bring to the table? Where's the wow factor? There's no wow factor. And then when you bring in the academic part of it, for example, I think of that group, Iowa State and Kansas are the only two in the AAU. That's not what you're trying to do. Just look around and say, you know what? No offense, we'll work with anybody, anywhere to make things better. But as the Big Ten, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to expand. We just need to get a new TV contract and go from there. And you know what? We're going to concentrate on that. If you want to do some sort of scheduling thing along the way, or maybe it'll increase the hype or whatever, fine. But remember, the SEC is going to sit there and they're going to schedule down. They're not changing. They're not going to 9 conference games. They're still going to play 8. And they'll play one decent out-of-conference game, or a great one like Clemson and Georgia, obviously, is a great non-conference game this year. But you're going to have teams like Alabama, whatever. They're going to play a decent non-conference game somewhere, and they're going to play 3 teams that they are their prohibitive favorite no matter what. And you're just going to build up wins, and everybody's going to go, look at how great the SEC is. They got all these wins. Because, and you're out there, saying, USC's going to play Penn State. Hey, y'all, slow down. Penn State's already got Auburn on the schedule. USC already has Notre Dame on the schedule. All you're doing when you're doing that is you're hurting yourself while the other guy's accumulating wins and putting out, false bravado. This is what happens when you panic. Don't panic. Okay? You've got something that's really good. Enjoy it.